I'm Eddie Bates with Worldwide KFUO. Hurricane Harvey brought strong winds and devastating amounts of rain to counties along the Gulf Coast of Texas. The Reverend Stephen Misch, mission and ministry facilitator for the Texas District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, reports on the impact of the storm.
Initially, the damage was with high winds where the storm came on shore in Rockport, just north of Corpus Christi. What the storm did was just meandered inland for a few counties and then parked itself there. After that point, the damage was no longer wind as much as it was rain. Rain has just been training over the Houston area. The Rio Grande Valley has not been hit as hard as we first anticipated, so we were able to take them out of the equation, but Central Texas has been. Austin, San Antonio, the rural communities just east of there have taken on quite a bit of water. And so my latest number that I've been working with is 161 congregations, which does not include East Texas, as the storm kind of lifts to the north. We'll have to be tracking that as well. But for now, we're looking at about 20 circuits, about 161 congregations within those circuits.
As of this morning, disaster response teams are unable to enter the areas affected. Misch reported he is working with local circuit visitors and pastors to begin early stages of assessment.
On the ground assessment is not possible at this point in time, but what we are doing is contacting circuit visitors around this area. And asking them to, first of all, if they're okay and what their situation is, and if they are okay, contacting congregations in their circuit just to start to get a feel for what kind of damages we're talking about with pastors, with congregation members, and in communities. And what we're attempting to do is determine where the greatest need is and where the resources are going to have to go to have the best assistance.
The Reverend Ken Hennings, president of the Texas District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, reported Monday morning only a few pastors have indicated direct impact on their homes or church buildings.
We do have a pastor who was evacuated from their home in Houston with water coming in. We have another pastor over in Houston that had water in their home. We've had a couple of churches that have taken on some water in the Houston area. Overall, we can thank the Lord that there doesn't seem to be any threat of life being taken from our pastors or educators.
I'm Eddie Bates, Worldwide KFUO.